I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll learn about how H-E-B became a favorite supermarket chain in Texas. We'll find out the difference in a native Texan and a true Texan. And I'll share what a pastor said that made me realize how to forgive someone. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Anything but quiet time, hosted by semi-normal people. Well, sort of normal people. Okay, they ain't normal, but they are my good friends, Rochelle and Carter. And they discuss God's Word and how it applies to daily life. Anything But Quiet Time is an inside look at what they're learning as they read through the Bible. It's kind of like that conversation that happens when you attend a really cool small group at your church. Search for it at hopenation.org. Has someone ever done something so hurtful to you, you think, I can never forgive this person for what they did? Well, this happened to me, and for years, decades even, I held resentment and anger toward that person. Then one day I heard a pastor explain forgiveness. He said, how can I expect God to forgive me if I'm not willing to forgive someone who wronged me? He said it's like taking poison and expecting it to affect the other person. To forgive someone doesn't mean you gave up and caved in. Instead, it means you love yourself enough to take your life back. It releases you from that bondage of bitterness and anger. When you truly forgive that person, you are free to move on and live your life without the anger and resentment that rises every time someone or something reminds you of that one time. Please understand that I'm no expert. There have been plenty of times that I've had to ask others for forgiveness. So whether you need forgiveness or whether you need to forgive, put Jesus in the middle of it. Matthew 6:14 says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do that, you'll have God's blessing on your life. How would your faith change if you knew how to pray and felt confident that God hears you? We know prayer can seem difficult and is surrounded by guilt and shame. Our desire is for you to feel confident and comfortable in your prayer, understanding that God loves when you talk to Him, even about mundane things in life. Join Pastor Chad for his prayer podcast, Talking to God. Search for it at hopenation.org. A good friend of mine said she saw two different bumper stickers on a pickup truck a few years ago. One said Native Texan, the other one said True Texan. And she asked me what I thought the difference was. I told her, well, Native Texan means you were born here, but that doesn't necessarily make you a true Texan. You see, a true Texan would never put beans in chili. I know a few Native Texans that do that. Or a true Texan would never order Kansas City or Memphis-style barbecue, but a Native Texan just might. A true Texan would never drive anything but a truck, but you might see a Native Texan in a Mustang or an SUV. Or you might see a Native Texan even in one of those new fancy electric cars, but you wouldn't see a true Texan drive one. I guess you'd say I'm a little of both. I'm a Native Texan, but I like to think of myself as a true Texan, too. However, sometimes I break the rules. I don't drive a truck. I drive an SUV. Sometimes I don't order the Texas chili dog. Sometimes I order a Chicago dog. My point is, it doesn't matter. You're here now, and this is home. Let's celebrate our different cultures. God created us all differently. Wouldn't it be boring if we were all the same? Well, you certainly can't say Texas is boring. My friend and author Kim Weir hosts a podcast called The Art of Friendship. Kim will help you improve your already existing relationships and understand how to invest in others wanting to connect. With humor, honesty, and transparency, Kim guides the conversation with friends and experts to help you discover how life-changing and life-giving friendships can be yours. Search for it at hopenation.org. A fellow by the name of Howard Edward Butt was born in Memphis, Tennessee, in April of 1895. He was still a youngster when his family moved to Kerrville, Texas, in the beautiful hill country. Shortly after they moved, though, his father got very sick and died. So in 1905, his mother took out a $60 loan and opened up a small one-room grocery store on the ground floor of the family home. She called the store Mrs. C.C. Butt's Staple and Fancy Grocery. Now, Howard was a very smart student, and while he was still in high school, he became the store manager. He made a very daring move back in that time when he decided to operate the store on a cash-and-carry basis rather than the customary charge and delivery. In 1926, he branched out and opened a successful store in Del Rio, and then three more stores in the Rio Grande Valley a couple of years later. In the 1940s, Howard changed the name of the store to H-E-B, and at the time of his death in 1991, he had more than 170 stores. At the end of the 20th century, H-E-B was the largest privately owned supermarket chain in the nation, and it's still a favorite here in Texas. Well, it's time for me to blow this taco stand. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here at the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.